Section 3. How to Discover What is the Will of God. The divine action places before us at every moment things of infinite value and gives them to us according to the measure of our faith and love. If we understood how to see in each moment some manifestation of the will of God, we should find therein also all that our hearts could desire. In fact, there could be nothing more reasonable, more perfect, more divine than the will of God. Could any change of time, place, or circumstance alter or increase its infinite value? If you possess the secret of discovering it at every moment and in everything, then you possess all that is most precious and most worthy to be desired. What is it that you desire, you who aim at perfection? Give yourselves full scope. Your wishes need have no measure, no limit. However much you may desire, I can show you how to attain it, even though it be infinite. There is never a moment in which I cannot enable you to obtain all that you desire. The present is ever filled with infinite treasure. It contains more than you have capacity to hold. Faith is the measure. Believe, and it will be done to you accordingly. Love also is the measure. The more your heart loves, the more it desires, and the more it desires, so much the more will it receive. The will of God is at each moment before us, like an immense, inexhaustible ocean that no human heart can fathom. But none can receive from it more than he has capacity to contain. It is necessary to enlarge this capacity by faith, confidence, and love. The whole creation cannot fill the human heart, for it is greater than all that is not God. It is on a higher plane than the material creation, and for this reason, nothing material can satisfy it. The divine will is a deep abyss of which the present moment is the entrance. If you plunge into this abyss, you will find it infinitely more vast than your desires. Do not flatter anyone, nor worship your own illusions. They cannot give you anything, nor receive anything from you. Receive your fullness from the will of God alone. It will not leave you empty. Adore it. Put it first, before all things. Tear all disguises from vain pretenses, and forsake them all, going straight to the sole reality. The reign of faith is death to the senses. It is their spoliation, their destruction. The senses worship creatures. Faith adores the divine will. Destroy the idols of the senses, and they will rebel and lament. But faith must triumph, because the will of God is indestructible. When the senses are terrified, or famished, despoiled, or crushed, then it is that faith is nourished, enriched, and enlivened. Faith laughs at these calamities, as a governor of an impregnable fortress laughs at the useless attacks of an impotent foe. When a soul recognizes the will of God and shows a readiness to submit to it entirely, then God gives himself to such a soul and renders it most powerful succor under all circumstances. Thus it experiences a great happiness in this coming of God and enjoys it the more it has learnt to abandon itself at every moment to his adorable will.